from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of those things, couple of guys.
Hey, Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the...
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with...
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic...
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker, as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it, then use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thanks for being with us. The final day. The eve of the first Falcons preseason game tomorrow night. Everybody looking forward to that one for sure. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, man, it's almost there. No more joint practices. You'll get to see them dressed up in the game whites as they're going to be the road team down there in Miami. Now, the excitement, okay, obviously Kirk Cousins not going to play. A lot of the starters not going to play.
Yep.
If Michael Penix wasn't playing tomorrow, would you be more, as excited?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't be as excited. No. Of course not.
Michael Penix
is. But getting, he is.
But he is starting.
So I am.
And he's going to play a lot tomorrow. Yeah. And, you know, it's going to be, you know, and I think.
Ooh, I would have been so disappointed if they did that.
Yeah.
If they were like, yeah, Cousins not going to play. Penix also isn't going to play game one either. Like, ah.
That would be just.
Why?
That would just be real bad if that happened.
Yeah. Like, why? It would be horrible. I don't know.
Like, why ain't you playing?
You know. We're like a couple seasons away from that being what they do too, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Actually, no one's going to play. We're just going to go out there, going to flip the coin, and then we're going to simulate it. That's what we're going to do.
But, I mean, yeah, but I mean, just league-wide, I think all the games. I wonder, there's no games tonight?
There are games tonight.
I thought so.
Okay. Yeah, the Panthers and the Patriots play tonight on NFL Network, and there's a couple other games,
okay,
too.
Okay, well, you know, Bryce Young isn't playing that game for whatever reason.
He should be playing, too.
He should be playing that game. But, yeah, I mean, it's because this thing, it's so crazy because it goes so fast.
Yeah.
It really does. Once that first game gets out the way, it goes so fast. The worst part about it is because they took that last game out. The lead up from the third game to the damn season is like damn near 2 weeks.
Right. There's that extra maybe 6 days, week that didn't used to be there.
Yeah.
Now, that last game, nobody did anything.
Right.
But at least you had something to talk about,
exactly.
Look at.
Yes.
Who knows? Maybe some final spot is being battled for a special team, something like that. Yeah. Now it's like the week between the championship games and the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Basically.
What do you got? A Pro Bowl or what are we going to do?
Yeah.
So, preseason Pro Bowl? How are we going to kill this time? Because I'll tell you how we're not going to kill the time. Doesn't seem like it anyway. These Braves, man.
Well, man.
It is a tailspin.
Dude. Hey, they scored.
They did. They broke the streak.
Yeah, they scored. So I guess that's
they were approaching Abe Gordon levels of scoreless streak.
Yeah.
Oh, luckily, see, they were able to snap it.
You didn't have,
just
to, do,
in
you
time.
Didn't have to do that. The man ain't here to defend himself. All right.
That's true.
He's here to defend himself, okay?
Sorry about that.
I told y'all before,
that was,
man.
That was low.
I told you before, man. That dude be getting chicks, man. Don't let that fool you.
I think you're probably right
about
that.
That dude be getting chicks.
I think you're right about
that. He's like a rich man that don't flash as well.
See, so then it wasn't the shot then. Then it was just an opportunity for you to confirm a long-standing belief that you have, which is, again, do you want to say it, that Abe Gordon is a secret ladies' man?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I believe it. There's
so you believe.
Yep, I do believe it.
So you believe. You believe what you want.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and do that.
I do believe it. I do believe it.
I believe that the Braves have the worst outfield in baseball right now.
Hell, I mean, they might have the worst damn team. I mean, outside
nah,
of the White Sox, I mean.
They're not very good.
They lost 22 damn games in a row. They win a game, and then they fire the manager.
Yeah.
So what about the other, damn games?
Well, then they lost again last night.
Oh.
They thought if he could have
Hold on, hold on.
They were giving him an opportunity to make up for it.
Did they really think that they were going to go back?
They were turning a corner. They lost 21 in a row, and then they beat the A's the other night.
And they got spoiled.
And then they came back last night and lost. And they were like, enough's enough, Pedro.
Oh,
get out
God.
Of here. I'll tell you this. No one's been happier to get fired in I don't know how long than Pedro Grifol was to be fired by the White Sox today.
This man, what
thank
they,
you.
Did they look
is
at it?
Is it a buyout situation?
Did,
great. I'm going to the beach.
Look at it like, oh, my God, the corner is turning.
I do wonder.
Like, the hell out
well,
of you,
I wonder the same thing with Eddie Rosario. Like, why is today the day to DFA Eddie Rosario? He didn't even play yesterday. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
he wasn't rooting hard enough on the bench.
That could have been it or something. He's
because it wasn't the outfield that Jorge Soler's playing. They're like, okay, good, we're good out there now. We can keep him out there because that guy sucks at right field.
I'm just gonna tell you the best thing about yesterday was the booth. And when after that Soler, whatever the blank that was in the outfield, because that was just bad. Then they started showing.
Which was worse, the day before when he ran into the wall and it bounced all the way back into the infield, or yesterday when he couldn't pick it up?
Yesterday.
And Gary Sanchez, who I didn't even realize still played professional baseball.
I had no clue that was him.
Scored from first base.
I had no clue. I was like, Gary Sanchez? Come on, from the Yankees?
The slowest guy in the world.
From the Yankees? Gary
who was slow 10 years ago.
Yeah. But the best part was like, with Frenchie and them, when they showed, they had the clips of all their bloopers like that.
Yeah.
Had me rolling.
That was pretty good.
Because that damn John Smoltz, when he fell and that hat fell off.
The barrel roll.
And the barrel roll, man, I was dying.
They're clowning his hairline.
Oh, God, the hairline was the worst part about it. But, yeah, that had you laughing.
Yeah, it so was actually, that's the thing. Like, it was actually a super fun watch because those guys, they didn't have any action to talk about, really. So they just were making fun of each other.
Yes.
They got Brian McCann in there on satellite, and that was a fun inning. And, like, that was a pretty great broadcast.
Man. Yeah.
Thank God. Thank God the broadcast made up for it.
Everything else was trash.
It's terrible, man.
Yeah, but
terrible.
But, I mean, the one thing, I mean, like, Chrisell, he was getting touched up from the beginning.
Yeah,
He was getting touched up from the beginning.
Yeah, he gives up two hits in the first inning and also strikes out the side.
Yeah, which
it's
is crazy.
So weird.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But they kept touching him up. And so, I mean, you got the runs. Austin Riley with a home run, and he crushed that damn ball. I don't know who that guy was behind the plate.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever that Mr. Umpire.
Mr. Look at Me guy.
What the blank is he?
Yeah, bad. It was really bad.
Just you going to throw snit out for that?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
I did feel a little, and I'm the last person to criticize snit. I love snit. But I felt a little cheated in that moment. And, like, he should have got a little bit more bang for his buck on that one.
Yeah.
It's the first time he got ejected all year.
If
I'm getting ejected, and I'm getting ejected now.
I'm getting Lou Piniella on you.
Exactly.
Yes.
I needed a little more Piniella out there last night.
I'm getting Piniella
because
on you.
That was, that was about, the umpiring was horrible last night. It was awful. That's not why the Braves lost, but it was awful. But Snit getting tossed wasn't just about that.
No.
I mean, that's sort of a buildup of frustration over time, which he should be frustrated. You know, we've heard him give answers in post-game press conferences that he never gives. Just like legitimate frustration. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're going to go have to talk to these guys, that kind of stuff, which, again, he should be. So I was hoping we were going to get a little bit of a show last night from Snit.
But he's never
throw the hat. I know.
But yeah.
But he's also never managed a team
this bad.
Quite like this.
Yeah. This.
He's managed teams that were maybe not as talented as this team, overachieved. This team is drastically underachieving, and I understand part of the reason is because of injuries and all that kind
of
stuff. But
of course,
it's still really frustrating. And I was just hoping he was going to go out there, kick some dirt, You know, throw your hat.
That's unacceptable.
Yeah, man.
I know he's not going to pick up third base and throw it down the steps like Lou Piniella did or something like that. But, you know, get a red face. Something. You know, he went out there, said his stuff, and he went back. And I was like, all right.
Getting ejected from like that, what did he say?
He was probably sort of looked at or warned by the umpire before. Because each question in balls and strikes, you're not allowed to do that.
Okay.
And, you know, basically said, hey, that's BS, man.
I think he dropped an F-bomb.
Yeah, he cussed at him probably.
Even better.
Yeah, but again, get out there and make it count, man.
You got an F with a point, though.
Yeah. But then you're gone.
Yeah.
So I'm gone.
You can't get
double tossed.
Yeah.
Maybe get fined.
Right.
Fine. Awesome. We'll start a GoFundMe. If Snit gets fined, we can start a GoFundMe to pay the fine. Like, get out there and tummy bump the guy. Do something.
Don't tummy bump him.
Do something.
Yeah, don't.
Put your hat on backwards, spittles, you know?
Kick some dirt on him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Act like a petulant child. Act like Lily when I tell her she can't have candy for breakfast, okay?
Do that.
Have a meltdown.
I was going to say, what was that minor league? Remember that minor league manager?
Yeah, the
who
guy.
Tossing grenades.
I'm not
saying Braves organization.
I'm not saying
that all the way through.
Yeah, yeah, that was like the Mississippi Braves guy or something like that, wasn't it? Yeah, I think it was. I'm not saying go that far, but also I'm not saying don't go that far.
Yeah.
You know, I just think it would have been cathartic for a lot of the Braves fans last night to see Snit get real
nasty.
It would
not have been that for me.
Wouldn't have been. Wouldn't have felt like a little bit satisfying to see him do that.
What does cathartic mean?
That's satisfied.
Okay, satisfied. You're using these big words lately.
Not lately.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, these big words. Well, they're cathartic instead of just saying, yeah.
But why make a lamp when you can window dunk? You know what I mean?
We're going to do that video, bro.
What video?
Of you dunking.
Oh.
The poster? Dude, I'm telling you.
All right, first of all.
You blow it up,
okay,
Andy. You blow it up. You're hanging on the rim. You got me and Abe in the background like,
all right.
Dude, I'm just telling you.
First of all,
that's Woody Harrelson.
You posted a video of a woman in a jumpsuit getting lifted up by her husband and said, hey, let's do this. First of all, that's how I woke up this morning.
Yes.
Was being disrespected on the internet by my brother.
I was not disrespecting you.
Yeah.
I saw
this image. That's why I had to lash out at Abe to start the show. Because I woke up getting lashed out on. I can't jump. All right, we know it.
But
we know it. I don't want you lifting me up.
I'm trying.
This isn't dirty dancing. It is not dirty dancing. I'm a man.
I know you are.
Not a woman.
I know you are, dog. You are a man.
Grown man.
You are a man's mans of mans. All right? A man's mans of mans. All right? I'm just trying to get you a nice poster. You can put up there.
I saw that video yesterday, and I was like, I know somebody's going to tag me in this.
You think it was me?
I just didn't know it'd be you. That's all. I just didn't know it'd be you. If you haven't seen it, go over to at RandyMac81. I saw it yesterday, and I was like, that's not a bad idea. It's a smart husband right there. It's a smart husband. Yeah, but people started tweeting me back. They were like, oh, yeah, I like the idea of yesterday you being a part of the trampoline
Let's
crew.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to do it.
I'll try it, but I got a couple stipulations.
What? Like, we know we can't do the game.
Cameras off.
Yeah, can't do the game.
Until I try it a couple times.
Okay.
First attempt, not videoed.
But what if you that's the thing about it, though. What if you keep getting it in the practice attempts, and then they bring out the camera?
If I can do it once, I can do it twice.
Okay.
But if I can't do it once, I don't want anyone to see it.
Okay. All right, I just don't want you to miss the game.
I couldn't believe you tagged me in that.
I was like, wow, that's pretty. Pretty dope right there.
Woman's got a silk jumpsuit on and high heels.
And I didn't look at none of that.
Yeah.
I didn't look at none of that. I looked at the whole process of him picking her up.
Him picking her up. And you were like, oh, I know what this makes me think of.
Abe picking you up.
Andy. And you couldn't even put yourself in it. You said Abe had to do it. Wouldn't even be a part of it.
I wasn't going to hold you up.
Wouldn't even be a part of it.
I wasn't holding you up.
You're going to throw me under the bus and make somebody else drive the bus.
I wasn't going to hold you.
Cool. Thanks. Awesome. Trillville Thursday. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll be right back to tell you what's trending, including what Brian Snitker's talking about here.
He leaves that thing out on the mound.
Okay. I wanted you to leave some of your stuff out on the mound last night, but you didn't. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It was kind of a, I felt like it was kind of a grind from the get-go, you know. I mean, he had almost a 20-pitch or something first inning, and, it's just one of them nights that they're going to happen. You know, they're going to be perfect. They're not going to be smooth. And, but I know one thing about that guy. When he goes out there, he leaves that thing out on the mound every time he pitches. He leaves every ounce of what he has on that mound. And you know, we came back, got a lead, and just couldn't hold on.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. After Sale left the game, the Braves did come back and get the lead with that Austin Riley home run.
Yep.
I think it was 4-3 at that point. And then in the sixth inning, Pierce Johnson was just terrible. Gave up three runs, and it was, you know.
Everything about that game stunk, Andy. I mean, easy bases did they steal?
A lot. How many guys did they have on base? Like 40?
It was like every time that little thing on your TV had a yellow dot on it. What?
They were 6-for-22 with runners in scoring position, which means they had 22 guys in scoring position last night.
Unbelievable.
It's a miracle they only scored 8 runs. And part of it is because Chris Sale had 10 strikeouts.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that was the crazy part of it. He gives up 9 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks. He's out of the game in 4 2/3. He struck out 10 guys. Like, it was really good and really bad at the same time. And again, kind of like we said yesterday with Elder, you know, they scored 5 runs yesterday, but kind of got them in a hole by allowing the Brewers to put up the offense that they put up, and then they scored a couple late, and that was kind of that the Braves did. But I don't know. I mean, they're playing pretty bad right now.
Yes.
Feels like the momentum is headed in the wrong direction.
It does. They need to stop the bleeding today. Who's going today? Charlie?
Let me check that one out real quick. Yeah, Charlie.
Let's go, Charlie. Let's stop the bleeding, Charlie.
He's been all right late, so hopefully he's good today. 12:30 first pitch, early one.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Rosario. Era number 2 over. Eddie Rosario DFA'd this morning. So
you're going to end up on the Nationals.
That one didn't work out. Or maybe back on the Braves again. I don't know. Who knows? They like to do that. So, yeah, Eddie Rosario's gone. I don't know really what to say
There isn't.
It was not going to work. And we had to be like, well, it worked last time. knowing full well it wasn't going to work again.
Yes.
Like,
but I mean,
Jorge Soler can't play outfield.
Yeah.
He's out there kicking it around.
Is he doing enough at
he had a hit yesterday to start the game.
Yeah, he did. At a double. Yeah. If that was Ronald Acuña, it would have been a triple. I'm sorry. It has had to. I'm like, damn, he can.
He's got heavy legs.
He got heavy ass legs. Like, I tell you, but the heaviest leg dude that I just love watching him run is Marcell Ozuna. I love
He was thinking about it.
He was thinking about it.
He was thinking about it.
Well, I thought he was going for it,
because
I was yelling, go ahead, me and Marcell. But yeah, to watch him belly to chest slide, there's nothing better than that right there.
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, we needed some comic relief yesterday. It was him and it was the guys up in the booth.
Yep.
Because they were hilarious yesterday, especially after Soler. And I was just like, damn.
Not good. The only thing you could say about the two games so far in this series are, well, it was cool to see Big Boy in the booth.
Yes.
And it was cool to have all the Braves legends in the booth yesterday.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe they'll do some baseball stuff today.
I don't know. Let's
go,
Charlie.
I really don't. My expectation level for this baseball team at this point is very low.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah.
They have not given you a reason lately to be optimistic.
Falcons preseason game number one tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll let you hear some of the longer form stuff that Kirk Cousins had to say about Kyle Pitts and working with him and his expectations for him and all that kind of stuff in an NFL no huddle in about half an hour. The news, unfortunately, from yesterday is that there was a pretty significant injury. We still don't know exactly the severity of the Rondale Moore injury. It hasn't been announced yet, but we know that it's not good. And here's Grady Jarrett talking about that after practice.
Yeah, it's always tough when you see a player go down. It's just, you know, unexpected and it's just heartbreaking. Not much of a heartbreak like it, but first and foremost, you always worry about just the person's well-being, and that's what we all worried about right now, regardless of the work and practice schedule. We had some good work, but I think everybody on both sides just wanted to be healthy.
Yeah, I mean, when you stop practice, because usually, and this is one of those things that happens in NFL, it happened in college. A guy gets hurt, all right, move that drill down 20 yards. You know, that usually would happen. And, you know, for them to call it, because there was still time left at the end of practice for them to, you know, to have more drills and more competition, they was like, hey, I'm good, you good? And they called the day. And, you know, I'm just going by my experience, anytime that they have brought the put the air cast on a leg, it was going the wrong way. I'm not saying that was the case in this case or whatever, but didn't sound good. It's just hopefully, you know, because I think the mindset is of when you see that about yourself, and you're injured and everything like that, you got to try and stay positive and things. I was looking forward for him being here, you know, because I knew what he did in Purdue, and I thought just because in Arizona, I was like, you know what, he didn't get the right shot in Arizona.
Yeah, he was in a bad situation.
Yeah, and I was like, he's going to be doing some good things, and because of everything I saw him do at Purdue, but yeah, it's just unfortunate.
Yeah,
man.
It's especially bad too for him if you look at his contract status. Like, this is the final year of his rookie contract. So this was his first opportunity, maybe in a better situation. I don't know what his role was going to be. It wasn't going to be a huge role, but I would have imagined they would have found ways to get him the ball here and there. I wouldn't have been surprised if he scored a couple touchdowns this year, honestly, just the speed that he's got and sort of use him in some creative ways. But yeah, it's the fourth year of a four-year rookie deal, and he's, again, we don't know the extent of it, but just based on what it looked like and the way these things tend to go, pretty good chance he's not going to play this year. So now he goes into free agency. It's tough, man. I don't know. This is one of those things you hate to see for a young player. So.
Yeah, man.
Other than that, it sounded like things were pretty solid as far as the 2 days of camp went, or the 2 days of practice with the Dolphins went.
Mm-hmm. Are they practicing anymore against anybody else?
I don't know. I was trying to look that up yesterday.
Are they practicing against Jacksonville?
Because other teams have these joint practices next week.
Yeah, that's what I was curious
about. Because
they play Jacksonville.
Right. I don't know.
It's here. I was wondering if Jacksonville was coming up to practice against them.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But we can find that out. I hope so. I hope there's some more joint practice. Because, again, they don't care about the preseason games.
Right.
So hopefully they get another chance to do these, you know, these things with other teams that they do care about. Sounded like there was a couple scuffles yesterday at practice. Tends to happen on the second day of these sorts of things. Kyle Pitts had a touchdown catch. Drake London was doing some good stuff, it sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that.
That's all you can have from it, is, you know, a word of mouth and everything like that.
Because
we're not allowed to.
Only show us what they want you to
see.
There's a lot of stuff that happens that's videoed, and Raheem said this after practice yesterday. One of the reasons they want to work with Miami is because he knows their coach so well.
Mm-hmm.
He feels confident that nothing that happens, like maybe specific stuff that they're going to do that happens in these practices is going to find its way outside those walls.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about
it. Which is, you know, That's a big deal. That's a big deal and stuff like this. You really want to work on things that are going to make you better in the season without giving away too many secrets. Maybe you go a little further with somebody that you trust, like
Mike
McDaniel.
It's not even that bunk. You don't show a lot anyway. You know, that's the thing about it is, like, you're not going to see something that you want Miami to see. I mean, we boys and everything, but I'm not going to put something out there. You never know when you got a plan, but if you might have to play
Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. You never know, though. That's why. I mean,
you're right. You never coaches, know.
You know how superstitious and secret of these damn coaches can be.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the biggest thing is to get the work. And, you know, especially if you're not going to play tomorrow, which a lot of these guys probably won't play tomorrow.
What are they doing today?
You're probably going to implement some type of game plan.
Okay.
Usually in the preseason, the game plan comes
kind of minimal stuff.
Yeah, minimal stuff. Okay. What we're going to run, things like that. Then tonight they'll have the, you know, you'll try to make it as like game, night before game, as much as possible. You'll have your night meetings like you would have for the game, call sheet, things like that, trying to get Michael and what you want and all those things. But, yeah, that's all you're going to do today. They'll probably have a walkthrough at the hotel. No, I'm sorry. They'll probably walk through on the field. Probably, you know, because you're still in that training camp mode, so I'm not going to say they'll give them the afternoon off and you can go explore at Miami or something. I don't know if that's going to happen. But, yeah, because you're still in training camp mode, you'll probably, like I said, meet today, walk through, then have some time, some downtime, and then probably try to schedule tonight like you would the night before a game.
All right, good. Just sort of getting in the rhythm of the season. Yeah. And, again, preseason game number one tomorrow against Miami right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pregame at 5, kickoff at 7. Going to see a lot of Penix. They wouldn't say whether or not he's going to start.
Oh, really?
No, but they said he's going to get a lot of
– No, he's going to play a lot.
A chance. He's probably going to start.
He's a second. He's your second-team quarterback.
Yes, he is.
So why wouldn't he start?
I don't know, because they don't like to tell us stuff.
Oh.
It's, I don't know. I get it. I like these coaches like to be as coy as they possibly can with all the answers. Who's the starter in the game? I'm not going to tell you that, but I will tell you you're going to see a lot of Michael.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
We're going to know when the game starts, but you're right.
Yeah,
it's all good. It's your world.
I'm excited to see this kid, though.
Me too.
I'm excited to see this young man play because, you know, he is the future of this franchise and everything. And I expect that because it is preseason, but it's your first NFL game. So I do, you know, foresee some jitters or whatever, you know, maybe some high balls to start the game.
There will be some of that.
I do anticipate them throwing the ball the first play, though.
There will be some incredible throws.
Yes. But the first play, you just let him throw a hitch route. Get the ball out of his hands. 7 yards, bam, drop it.
Yep.
Timing. 3-step drop. Get it out of his hand.
Yeah. The best thing about preseason when things go well is you can get a little overexcited about certain things. And, again, I hope that that's what happens tomorrow night. I hope you see some big moments from some guys that maybe you haven't really heard of all that much before. And then you can start getting excited about them. But one of the things – I can guarantee you about three things from what you're going to see from Penix tomorrow.
Okay.
You're going to see an overhyped overthrow. He's going to do that. He does that in games. It's fine. He's got a strong arm. He's going to do it. Probably going to go out of bounds, and that's that. You're going to see arm strength that's going to wow you. Mm-hmm. You're going to be like, oh, my God, look at that throw. How did he get it in there? The anticipation, the arm strength, all that kind of stuff. And
just protect him, too. Like, that's why, remember, like, second line. That was always one of those things, and I never had to do it outside of being early in my career, was play with the second unit offensive line. Like, having like maybe one or two, but five backup offensive linemen, dude, it's
can you at least get the right guard in there? Because I'm left-handed.
You're like, whoo, boy.
The other thing you're going to see is some mistakes.
Yes.
It's his first start.
Yes,
like,
without
so
a doubt.
Let's not freak out
without
if he throws an interception or something like that, because there's a decent chance that he will.
Yeah, without a doubt. Like, you know, I think the biggest thing you want is the whole operation. Getting the play in, you know, first of all, huddle, play in, snap count, to the line. And, you know, and not rushing.
Right.
And then that's also a lot of things when you look at other young players also.
Yeah.
Having to run. Oh, I'm on the wrong side of the formation. Having to run all the way back and, you know, getting delays of game and stuff. So
I love that that's what we're saying about the backup quarterback this year.
Right.
Where it's like, yeah, it's going to be fun to see how he processes it and gets the play in.
Yeah.
Remember how last year that was the starter?
Oh, God.
And, like, when he played in games at the end of the year 2 years ago, it was like, well, he got the plays in.
Got the plays in. That was that New Orleans
Wait
game.
A minute. That's
wasn't that New Orleans game?
What are we doing here? Hang on. Are we talking about an NFL football game that happened yesterday, or are we talking about a practice? I'm not sure.
But yeah, that was
luckily, we don't
New
have
Orleans
to
game.
Do that stuff with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, that was that New Orleans
Thank
game.
Thank God. Yeah. All right. Let's listen to an American win a gold medal yesterday.
Dude.
Kareem Richards on the outside. Matthew Hudson Smith. Karani James. Quincy Hall is coming back. Quincy Hall is digging deep. Quincy Hall is running past all of them. Can he get there? He does. It's gold for the USA. Quincy Hall with the most epic comeback. My goodness.
Dude, I was at the house, and I'm talking about I was jumping up and down because I was so disappointed. Like, oh, he, and then you just see him coming. And he's like, oh, hell, is he going to catch these dudes? No form.
No way. No way is he catching them.
That's like when you're running from somebody.
Yes.
In hide and go seek, and they're about to get the base for you, and you trying to, I mean, that dude.
That's not what I was thinking. But, yeah, that's like when you're running from something.
That dude was moving, no form, just grit.
It was pure guts.
Reach down.
Yep.
I'm talking about as deep as you can go to be able to win. That was so.
Like, he might be hurt.
Yeah.
Because of what he did at the end of that race.
Hey,
so what?
Rest.
Got a gold medal.
That was freaking amazing.
It really was.
It was freaking amazing.
It's my favorite moment from the Olympics so far. Maybe something will trump it in the final part of the Olympics. But, like, just the look on his face. He was like,
he was gritting.
To hell with this.
Yes.
Enough. I trained to be here.
Yes.
And all these guys, perfect form, great strides. Here comes this guy. Like, he looks like he's swimming through oatmeal, man.
Yeah,
like,
dog.
His strides were twice as long as everybody else.
Yeah.
He's about to bite a hole in the grill that he had in his mouth. He's running because his teeth were gritting so hard. Like, the pain that he must have felt and said to hell with this pain to get to that finish line and win that gold medal. That's what it's all about.
Yeah,
I don't know. That was inspiring to see him do that yesterday. Congratulations to him. They showed the video of his people back in Kansas City. That looked like a pretty interesting party to be at. I don't know if anybody saw that video. It looked like a pretty cool group to hang out with. But yeah, congratulations to him. U.S. and Serbia today. Any worry?
No. I mean, I think that, you know, they talked about the disparities between when Jokic is on and off the court. Does he play the whole game?
He has to. If they're going to win, Jokic's going to have to play the whole game and have a 50-point triple-double.
Yeah.
And even still, that might not be enough. All right, we'll come back. We've talked about what you get in, like, if you're South Korean and you win a medal, you don't have to go to the military. If you're Filipino and you win a medal, you get all kinds of stuff. Some of it I don't really want, but some of it I do want. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dirty Diana, dog.
Okay, got it.
One of the best songs ever.
Sports Radio.
One of my favorite songs.
This is a little bit of a lead up to it. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. You want to go?
No, I just like that part.
Okay.
Let me be. I've been here times before. Tell I was too blind to see that you seduce every man. This time you won't seduce me. Just saying that's okay.
That's it. Right. Trueville Thursday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We'll get to all the news from around the league yesterday. But one thing we definitely want to promote and let you know we will play is this pretty interesting clip of Kirk Cousins talking about working with Kyle Pitts, maybe challenging him a little bit on some of the stuff. It was cool to hear. So we'll get there in about 20 minutes. Midday grab bag of questions at 12:20, as we always do on Thursdays at 12:20. And then an Olympic update / back page with Bo at 12:40. We're talking a little Olympics here in a minute.
You know that I always talk about my man, Hustle Man. Hustle Man gets stuff, right?
Yeah.
And there's certain things, and I saw this story, and I'm thinking,
how is he on decking material?
Yeah, what you mean?
Decking material.
What the hell is decking material? Wood?
Yeah, wood.
Okay, I see what I can do. But I saw this yesterday, Andy, and it blew my mind down in Miami because this is something that Hustle Man, he can't get everything. These two fools, all right, because that's what they fools stole 15 forklifts from a business. Now, my thing is this. How do you sell a forklift?
Great question.
You know, that was the only that was always.
You can't just put it on Facebook Marketplace.
That's what I'm saying. That's always a question I have.
Yeah.
You stole 15 damn forklifts.
Because they're going to be looking for them.
Yeah, exactly. But who do you call to say that you got forklifts for sale?
Right.
Like, that's what I don't understand. Like,
also,
like,
how do you steal 15?
They stole 15 forklifts.
Because you got to go back, right? Unless you pick up like three forklifts with one other forklift, and then you can do four at a time or something
they
like
had
that.
Footage of them showing they scaled the gate, used a power saw to beat all the locks down, and afterwards suspects were seen removing the forklifts. So some of them had keys in them.
Okay.
Somebody let the keys
in. Well, yeah, sure. I mean, you're probably not thinking somebody's going to break in and steal a forklift.
But how do you pawn? Could you?
Did they put it onto a flatbed?
Yes.
Okay.
And took off with it. But
they had a good plan.
I had a.
They had inside information.
Idiots.
Yeah.
I want to know. That was my only thing.
I'm just saying, like, if they got out of there with 15 forklifts.
How much does a forklift cost?
I don't know, but I bet it's not cheap.
It can't be.
I bet it's not cheap. Like a brand new forklift for like a warehouse?
Yes.
I bet those aren't cheap. Also, like the people that drive forklifts, that's one of those sneaky jobs that I'm jealous of because that just seems like it'd be so fun. Like you got to get certified, you know, you got to get trained to use a forklift. And then like if you're in the like the warehouse crew, I would have to think forklift operator's kind of the alpha, right? Don't you think?
Probably.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because all the other people kind of load stuff around with their hands and arms like cave people. I'm certified. I got a forklift like license and I'm over here. I can lift anything you want.
Dude.
Where you need it. You let me know.
15 forklift valued at $500,000. That was my only thing. My only thing.
Okay, so they're not as expensive as I thought.
But my only thing was like that. I was always. I was just curious. Like, what was the plan afterwards? All right, were you going to Home Depot and sell them? Or, because you're not just going
to
sell.
Try to paint it a different
color. Yeah, you were not just going to go to a random Ace Hardware store and be like, "Hey, man,
right."
I got them forklifts for the low.
Lots of serial numbers scraped off.
You know what I mean? I got them forklifts for the low.
Do they got VIN numbers on those things?
I was just so curious. I'm like, what the hell were you thinking when you thought that this was a good idea?
But here's the thing, though. Like, maybe they already had a buyer. Like, maybe this was a pre-arranged thing.
They send kids out to go steal radios out of cars. They used to do that. That was something they was – so that could have been it.
Exactly.
They could have put them on one of them –
They put it on a shipping container, shipping on over to Qatar, and now there's some American forklifts in Qatar.
That makes sense.
And those are –
Because they're always building buildings over there.
Exactly. They need as many forklifts as they can get.
There we go. We got to the bottom of it.
I don't know. But I will say this. Like, anytime someone pulls something off like that, like, the amount of planning that had to go into it, they probably worked there.
You
or at least at some point they did.
You think so?
Yeah, to know where they all are and know which lock you got to cut to get there and where to park and what time to go and all that kind of stuff. Like, I don't know. Like, the average criminal isn't very smart. You know what I mean? No offense out there if you're committing crimes for a living. I'm not talking about you. You're not the average criminal. You're listening to Andy and Randy. But the average criminal is kind of just haphazardly going about their business.
Yeah.
But to have, like, a plan like that.
They steal all them
forklifts. This is damn near Ocean's 11, but for forklifts.
That's unbelievable.
That's why I'm proud of those people that stole all that money from Onyx. That's an inside job.
Oh, yeah.
And they never got caught. Or maybe they did and we just don't know.
I think that's it. I don't know. Maybe because you know who run them strip clubs, the people that you don't want to steal from.
You don't want to steal from those people. But if you did steal from them, you better have a good plan.
They probably got no thumbs.
They scaled from the ceiling. Yeah. They cut a hole in the roof of Onyx.
Yeah.
Scaled down there like Mission Impossible. Stole $200,000+ from a safe. Came back up out of the roof. Never to be seen again.
Yeah, like that. Now that's Ocean's 11.
That is.
That's Ocean's 11. So yes, you need some more deck stuff because we had an interesting conversation. You said your wife was emailed you.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That is.
I'm proud.
That is so formal.
Yes.
That your wife emailed you.
She's becoming a very professional, do-it-yourself person.
Right.
Because in the past, when she was just sort of getting into it, she would just sort of haphazardly launch into projects with no. Knowledge, plan, safety precautions, like really any sort of the stuff that you would want with some of these sorts of things. Like I've come home before and she's just got like shovels, just like, whoa. That could really hurt you or the house.
Yes.
Like you have to not. So when I left yesterday, I think I said this on the air. I at least said it in the podcast. She had a look in her eye that I've seen before. A real fire for a DIY project. And I thought I was going to come home yesterday to a deck that had been torn down. Instead, I got an email from her with detailed deck plans for what she wants to do to the deck. You can do a thing on HomeDepot.com. You can get like a price and all that kind of stuff. All that stuff laid out. And I was like, this is great. This is huge. Like, this is way – I basically got a quote on what it was going to cost me to redo my own deck.
Yes.
But I'll take that over coming home and having a wife with, like, a gash in her leg because she tried to use a handsaw to take down a tree.
But that's both of our – but why – both of them are the same because I'm the same. I come home like, whoa, the time she had a damn chainsaw.
Whoa.
Like, the time she had a damn chainsaw. Like, lady, hold on. So you are going to build the deck this weekend.
I don't know if it's going to be this weekend, but it's going to be soon.
Okay, I'm making sure.
This is the thing. Like, anytime she has a week off and we don't go somewhere, a project happens.
Yes. Okay.
Last time, a couple years ago, we built that built-in shelf in our living room.
It was nice.
Then after that, we've got a whole built-in wall in our bedroom.
Very nice.
The bathroom got remodeled with new paint and wainscoting and all kinds of stuff last year when she had a week off. But again, she didn't know how to do that stuff in the past, and now she does. It's like having your own little, you know, your own little contractor that also sleeps with you. It's wonderful. All right. So this guy, Carlos Yulo.
They are very proud of him over there, man.
He's where does he fall now in the rankings of most popular athletes in the McMichael household? Because he's
still
Filipino.
No, he's still two.
He's beyond Pacquiao.
No. There is nobody on this planet above Manny Pacquiao anywhere. I'm thinking any Philippine on this planet goes over Manny Pacquiao.
Okay.
Never happened.
But, I mean, if you can rise to the second position, though, that's pretty impressive.
He's probably number two.
Carlos Yulo won a couple medals in this year's Olympics. He's the first Filipino male to win a gold medal. So, and we've talked about how different countries have different incentives for winning. I know there's a cash prize if you're American. If you're South Korean, you don't have to go to the military, which is still the best
so
one. Sorry. Like,
so great.
There's a lot of stuff that Carlos Yulo gets, but if you don't have to go to the military, that's pretty good. So he gets a bunch of money, which is probably the best part.
Yes.
And legitimate and cool, and he gets that. He also gets a home.
Nice.
We get him a house and a condo.
Nice.
So he's got two homes now. I don't know where he was living before.
Sell one of them.
But now, or rent it.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. Whatever.
Okay.
Lifetime supply of free ramen.
Hell yeah. Okay. Who doesn't like ramen?
Everyone does.
Okay.
He also gets unlimited entry at a local buffet.
I mean, I love Filipino buffets.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if it is a Filipino buffet or if it's a Golden Corral or whatever, but either way.
They don't have Golden Corral over there.
Oh, they don't? Okay.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Free drinks and food for life at a restaurant chain.
Probably Jollibee.
Okay.
Which is outstanding fried chicken.
So great. Love so Jollibee. His meals are covered.
Yeah, love Jollibee.
He can eat there for, he can eat good for the rest of his life.
All right.
Free engineering design. So, like, say he needs a deck replaced.
Or, you know, and the houses over there, a lot of times, especially where grandma lives, that they add floors to their house as the years go along.
All right.
So that could be it.
So the more family he has, he's got free designs for that.
There we go.
He's got a bunch of furniture worth 100,000 pesos.
Okay.
Which I don't know how much a peso is worth.
I know, but it's not coming
to We'll just say that's a lot of free furniture.
Okay.
And unlimited colonoscopies.
I mean, you can never be too safe.
I think you can be too safe. I think at a certain point, because like a gastroenterologist is a sponsor, I suppose, of the Filipino national team. I think at some point,
right?
Like he could probably go to that local buffet every day for 3 years and no one would say anything. They'd be like, oh, Carlos is here again. He's a hero. I think if you went to the gastroenterologist a few too many times, they might ask you.
How many pesos did he get?
100,000
pesos. 100,000
pesos.
Okay.
How many free colonoscopies do you have to get in a short period of time before it's too many free colonoscopies?
Because
if he goes back twice in a year, that's too many.
That's too many. Yeah. I agree with that.
So you can be too safe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about him. I don't know his business. Yeah, maybe he, you can never have enough flushing.
Okay.
Yeah, you can never have enough flushing out. And how much? You said he got $100,000?
No, he got 10 million pesos.
10 million pesos. Okay, so 10
which million. I saw was like $400,000 or something like that.
Do you know how you can live for $400,000 in the Philippines?
No.
Like a damn king.
Yeah.
Yes. It is like 50 grand over there is like the equivalent of maybe 250 over here.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about as far as
so
the money.
Basically what you're saying is Carlos Yulo's
great. Carlos is finna live large.
He's set.
He's finna live large, bro.
Hell yeah.
I'm just telling
you. I'm proud of him.
Good for him, man.
Yeah.
Good for him. But the colonoscopy thing.
Maybe and free cookies too.
And free cookies.
Don't leave out the cookies.
What kind of cookies?
Lifetime supply of cookies.
There's apparently a restaurant called Cookie Bucket. You familiar?
I think so.
You are?
Lifetime supply of cookies sounds like a ton of cookies. So.
That's a lot of cookies.
It's a lifetime's worth.
And if you're going to a buffet every day for the rest of your life, you might need free colonoscopies, you know? Make sure it's all clear.
On the up and up, man.
You never have enough flushing. All right, we'll come back. We'll let you hear what Kirk Cousins had to say about Kyle Pitts yesterday. You're not going to want to miss it. Pretty cool stuff. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.